and welcome to the first episode of Random Tantrums. I am Savi and today we will be discussing the case of Thomas Bartlett Whittaker. Viewer discretion is advised due to scenes of gore and murder. Thomas Bartlett Whittaker was born on December 31st of 1979. His father Kent worked in a construction company and his mother Patricia, also known as Trish, was an elementary school teacher. He attended Clemens High School and as a 17-year-old he had already been convicted for 7 burglaries which he had planned with his group of friends. In the same time frame, his parents had bought him several luxury vehicles, so pretty much spoiled him. And in 2001, he had started attending Baylor University. From there, he had transferred to SHSU, which is a Sam Houston State University. Now, that is what everyone in his family knew of, that he was attending SHSU, but he wasn't really expecting to graduate as his parents were. His parents thought that he had attended university till late 2003 and he was expected to graduate soon, but as time would have it, they would realize that he had lied to them and that he had dropped out months before and he was barely present in the college as a freshman even. His parents had funded all his academic pursuits, but instead of attending college and actually making something from his life, he had purchased a lakeside townhouse in Texas for his own use and a $4,000 Rolex watch. The priorities are different for everyone, aren't they? He had carefully exchanged his tuition fees to make something of his future with material, temporary things. Now moving on to his case of murders. On December 10th, 2003, Thomas falsely told his family that he had taken the final exams in his university and was soon going to graduate. They drove to a nearby restaurant to celebrate his graduation, but only Thomas knew that he wasn't really going to graduate. So he had planned to hire Chris Brasher, who would shoot his family, and he had hired his accomplice, who was Steven Champagne, was their getaway driver. Brasher was dressed in all black, including a ski mask, entered the Whittaker home, took Kevin's gun. Kevin here being Thomas' brother, staged a burglary where he rummaged around their stuff, then waited near the front door for them to return home from the celebratory dinner. Upon entering their own home, Bart said that he needed to collect his cell phone, and thus he parked his car, and knowing that Brasher was inside his home armed with a gun waiting for his family, he cowardly retreated. Bart's brother Kevin entered the home first and reportedly smiled when he saw Brasher. Brasher shot Kevin once in the chest and Kevin fell to the floor. Patricia was then also shot in the chest. Kent rushed in, hearing the shots, and was shot in the shoulder with the bullet shattering his humerus. Bart then ran inside and staged a struggle with Brusher, getting a shot in his left arm to divert suspicion. Brusher then exited through the Whittaker's back door and jumped over the fence into the rear neighbor's yard. Bart's brother Kevin died within minutes of being shot. His mother Patricia died shortly after they started to airlift her. Bart told first responders that he thought the gunman was black in order to divert suspicion from Brusher. Bart's father Kent survived the shooting in which his son and his wife were killed. Whittaker, knowing that there was no escape from investigation and arrest, left for Mexico, or fleed for Mexico, should I say, in June 2004. And using $3,000, he bribed an acquaintance to assist him in hiding and also changed his name to Rudy Rios. He found a furniture shop in Ceralvo, I'm sorry for the pronunciation, developed a relationship with a woman and made up a story regarding him serving in the army in Afghanistan to explain his gunshot wound. He lived under this false name for over a year, and in 2005 he was warranted as a capital murderer. This acquaintance who had assisted Whittaker to flee became aware of the reward money for him being a capital murderer and for him turning him in, and thus communicated Whittaker's whereabouts to the police. Mexican authorities, while cooperating with the US authorities, arrested Whittaker without incident under immigration charges. In September 2005, he was handed over to the US authorities at the border town of Laredo, Texas, where he was arrested for capital murder. Now, we will talk about his trial and conviction. Whittaker refused the plea bargain that he had put up, and in return for his admission of guilt, was instead tried for capital murder. Evidence against Thomas, where he had recruited two individuals, Steve Champagne and Chris Brusher, was put forward during trial. Further evidence to prove that Whittaker had previously tried to recruit others for this plan of murdering his family were also presented. A friend named Adam Hipp proved to be a key testimonial against Thomas, where he described discussions between Thomas and Adam regarding killing his parents, brother, and other relatives. Steve Champagne also testified against Whittaker and described how he had been recruited as a getaway driver in an eventual plan in 2003 too, but that plan had failed, and now 3 years later they had finally carried out the plan that they were earlier going to go through. Although Kent Whittaker's whole family had disappeared in the blink of an eye, he had already forgiven his son's actions and his son's accomplices for their parts in the murder. Kent Whittaker had even tried to persuade the jury to not deliver the death sentence, which is understandable due to his fatherly instincts. Also, the fact that Thomas Whittaker was the only family left for Kent Whittaker. Regardless of what he had done, Thomas was still family. After the long trial of 6 days, the jury came to the conclusion of sentencing Whittaker to death. His accomplices, Chris Brusher, received a life sentence with possibility of parole after 30 years. And Steve Champagne received 15 years after serving as a main witness for the prosecution. Ultimately, Kent Whittaker lost all of his family only because he had expected his son to attend university, which makes this all the more unnecessary and unfortunate. Thank you.